The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast. And I'm your host, Raider Greg. Well, we laid a brown one on Brown's Field. That's for sure. We'll hit on that and more here on show 261. Well, before I get too far into the show, let me just congratulate Shane Leckler and Nnamdi Asomugha for being inducted into, that's right, the Pro Bowl. And they'll be going to the Pro Bowl in Florida this year, which is kind of a rip. And, of course, Jano, with a record 61-yard field goal last game, got punked out of the Pro Bowl. He should be in the Pro Bowl. Doggone best kicker ever for any team. Ain't that something? Well, that just goes along with the rest of it. So let's go to the stories of the day. On today's show, we have a bunch of bone line callers. Of course, we'll hit the bone line. And team of not this decade. You used to hear it. Team of the decades. Well, guess what? They missed one, and it was this last one. I'm going to hit on that and the future of our team. We'll also hit the post-Brownie game. What a freaking nightmare. It was so painful. Just cut my hemorrhoids off, please, because that's what it was like. Good Lord. We'll hit the pregame for our last game against the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah. They play us tough every time, and they're coming to town. They mean business, and we got to talk about that. And the bone line here on this show. Well, happy New Year to everyone, and thank goodness it's the end of this decade, because the team of the decades was not the team of this decade. And it's tough for this Raider fan to say, but it's the truth, and the truth has got to hurt. Let's just look at what we've been through since 2002. Matter of fact, let's go the whole decade. In the year 2000, the Raiders won 12 games. That's right. We only lost 4 games that year, with Gruden as our coach, Gannon Wheatley, and Timmy Brown leading the way. I'm telling you right now, that team was awesome. And if you were here, well, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. Let's go look at 2001. They were 10-6. 2002, they were 11-5. Now, Callahan was a coach in 2002. We all know that was Gruden's playbook and the debacle that happened thereafter. But after that season, after Callahan coined us the dumbest team in football, the Raiders went a dismal route. The team went into free fall, and we all know, because we all have seen it, and we just can't believe it continues to happen season after season. So in 2003, we went an astounding 4-12. What a surprise to the Raider Nation on that year. And of course, that was the dumbest team in football, Callahan, which subsequently got canned for Norvell, Mr. Rogers, Turner, who promptly took the team to a 5-11 season. Wow. With Kerry, the statue, quarterback Collins, and no offensive line, we had nowhere to go, and we went nowhere, obviously. Davis retained Turner for another season that he dropped a game and went 4-12, which was even worse. Kerry Collins was booed right over to Tennessee, where he became a superstar, dominating the whole NFL on the AFC South was insane. Why it didn't happen here, go figure. In 2006, the Oakland Raiders went 2-14 in the darkest time of the decade. That was the Art Shell era with Walter Ferguson Curry, and we didn't do anything. The stats were horrible. Horrible. A crazy record from a crazy decade. Of course, we took a step up from Shell to Kiffin. The young Kiffin took us to an astounding 4-12 record, which is 100% improvement over the previous year, but was cut like a knife for cause. And then Kiffin Cable year, the 2008 season where Cable took over and looked like a genius. With Jabusto, Bush, and Miller, it looked like we had something going on. Not. After the last two victories of that year, we thought we had something going on in this year. Not. Because 5-11 is how we left last season, and 5-10 is where we sit today. It wasn't the team of the decades by far. It was the team of the disappointed decade for this Oakland Raider fan. I'll tell you right now, I don't want to start the show off with something depressing, but hey, man, the reality is here. It's New Year's. Let's shed this shit now. I want to put this to bed, bury it, and stick a flower in it and call it good. The Oakland Raiders are too good of a franchise to let go this far. Let us just hope and pray that Al Davis, in his last years of wisdom, possibly sees that a general manager, a good general manager, someone who run the team, who get rid of the riffraff in Alameda and take this team in the right direction, seen by everyone, including fans, as a positive move. I hope that he sees it and does it. This is the only way that this team will succeed, the only way we will turn this debacle around, and it's the only way that the fans will get their dollars worth when they're paying for tickets to sit their ass in a seat. Raider fans throughout the world would appreciate that move. And I'll tell you, this decade, ending tonight at midnight here in beautiful California, will be a great beginning for, I hope, a new decade for the Oakland Raiders, a new direction, something refreshing, something new, something that we can actually hang our hats on. Please, Al. Just hire a general manager. And that is that. Okay, Raider Nation, you didn't ask for it, and you certainly don't deserve it. We got to look at it. I hate to even look at it because it's like looking at a pile of fresh dog crap in the winter. Just a hint of steam, and it stinks like hell. That would be the brownie game. Let's just get to it so we can get over it, shall we?
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
The number one game that I hated the most of the entire season, of all 10 games, including preseason, this game was the most frustrating and I actually was in shock and disbelief watching the goings-on on the field. 13 penalties for 126 yards, 2 ejections. In-freaking-credible. Why this had to happen, I don't know. There were several fights, several pushing and shoving, so I'm not surprised at the penalties, but I'm very surprised at the performance of our quarterback. Yeah, you know, I'm not going to gloss over the penalties. And yes, of course, here we go again with the Raiders are victims of refs. And granted, I think that's probably true. But the only way to take care of that and change that is to win games. That means the team has to be more disciplined than other teams. So be it. If that means the players have to play better, so be it. But there's no excuse for 126 yards with the penalties, and you're surprised that we lost 23-9? 333 passing yards by Charlie Fry produced 9 points. That's 3 field goals, people. You cannot win football games without getting in the end zone, and we lost our composure. We didn't play as a team. We certainly played as a decent defense, but our offense just blew. The play calling once again cost us this game. Tom Cable ran Bush 11 times. 11. And he was destroying him. McFadden had some pretty decent runs too. We did not stay with the run. Even on the goal line. My gosh. Pass, pass, pass with Charlie Fry, our third string quarterback. Are you crazy?
Crazy? Crazy?
This is just another blatant, obvious reason that I say that Cable needs assistance. He needs an offensive coordinator that knows how to call some doggone plays. Cable, if that doesn't happen and he stays coach, we're doomed to losing more games from his buffoonery on play calling, way more than you could ever imagine. It would be the number one complaint of the season next year, above all, including no general manager if we don't get one. This game was very, very hard to watch. It made Cleveland look like a super team with their backup quarterback who didn't perform very well anyway, but seemed to make the passes when they needed him. Unbelievable. This team had no composure. They played a terrible game. We would love to have it blamed on the refs. They didn't help us, but it's not why we didn't win the game. We didn't win the game is because we didn't play very well. With exceptions of the special teams, Leckler, and of course, Janikowski, who puts up a 61-yard field goal. And what was great to see Mangini lose his face over it. He looked like he was going to have a child right there on the sideline. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. A receiver, Brian Robiski, sliced us up like a Christmas turkey. Their running backs were all over the place and busted holes left and right. Unacceptable game. And it looked like the game that they rolled over, the offense anyway, just rolled over. Defense played pretty hard throughout the game, but, you know, they got tired. It was 30 degrees. It was cold. It was just a very hard game to watch. I don't know what anything else to say other than, you know, we got the short end of the stick, but we played like our stick was stuck in a pile of crap. It's not because of the refs that we lost this game. It's because of the way our offense played this game and the way our coach prepared for this game. We could have beat that team. We didn't plan on it, and so it did not happen the way we liked. Typical no two-win season this year. That's the mark of inconsistency. This game had the microcosm of every problem we have with this team the entire season. This game was the example of every loss we lost this entire season, with the exception of the San Diego game. That was it. Other than that, in the losses, I'll tell you right now, unbelievable. Lack of discipline, bad penalties at bad times, a poor play calling. I mean, this game had it all, and it was magnified to the 10th degree. That's all I'm going to say about that. And there's not much more to say, so that's what I'll leave this whole post-game at. That was some hell of a shitty game. And that is that. All right, let's hit the pregame for the Baltimore Blackbirds.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, the bird's a winner. Well,
Raider Nation, we've got a team that's coming to town that wants to go to the playoffs, and the Raiders are going to take them down. Let's pray. Let's pray and hope so, because the Baltimore Ravens are coming to town with a vengeance and a direction. They're a team that had some rough bumps this year, but they are a very potent defense and a very structured and complete offense. Their players are on the field. They're playing for their lives, and they're playing for some money, partner. And let me tell you, there's some inspiration there that goes way beyond anything else. The Oakland Raiders, yes, we'd like to be spoilers. We've said it before. We said it last season. We played Tampa Bay. Different game. That was kind of a vengeance game. That was kind of a game that had some teeth in it. Let me tell you, Baltimore is coming in here, and don't expect a lot of runs here. Ray Lewis is the king of stopping runs. Ain't going to happen for us. They're going to try to make us a single-dimension team, and they're going to do it, and Charlie Fry better be ready to play some doggone football. And I don't mean like when he played against the Browns and had a brownout, because we can't afford a brownout here. It's going to be a purple out if we don't take care of our business. That means the defense has to put pressure on Flacco. Flacco just lit us up the last time he played. He looked like the second coming of Stabler, a crazy, crazy quarterback. He's quick. He's very elusive. He's a tough guy to catch. And if we don't pinch the pocket in and close him in and put him down, it's going to be a long day for Oakland. I'm going to tell you right now. I love the fact that we could beat them, but it's not looking good. They have not lost to a losing team this year. And I'll tell you right now, that is enough to say. They come ready to play every game. Harbaugh has this team prepared. They know that we can beat them if we come together, and they're going to try to put it to us early and often. And that's going to be the game. And I'll tell you, their running game is not very bad at all. They got some great players, and we got to be ready. With players like Trevor Price and Derek Mason, who's been with them for some time, Terrell Suggs, I'm telling you, Ed Reed, the list goes on. I just think that the Raiders are going to have a hell of a time with this particular team because they are fully ready to go. Charlie Fry's the man. But the Ravens are going to come after him like nobody's business. And it's very, very hard for me to see us pulling a victory. It's our last game at home. I know they're going to want to win, but sometimes the will isn't enough. Sometimes it's skill, and I think that the Ravens are a tough, tough team. Now, here's another thing that you have to think about, too. You got to think about this, and I know you don't want to, but you're going to have to. If we beat the Ravens, okay, then the Broncos are in to a wild card spot, okay? So if we lose to the Ravens, that means the Broncos are out of the playoff spot. If we beat the Ravens, the Broncos are automatically in. Not very good for me. That leaves me thinking, well, it's a win-win. So I don't know, man. There's a lot of things in this game that don't make me feel very comfortable. I'm not confident. Cable's kind of nuking himself lately with the comments about Jamarcus. I'm a lazy ass making millions of dollars, Russell. And I just don't think that Cable's ready to survive. I think he's actually thrown in the flag, maybe not to leave the team, but maybe to be back to a position coach. I don't know. But I do know this. That if Russell gets in the game, we'll be finished. I can pretty much guarantee that. I hope it doesn't happen. But you got to look at this team, man. Look at what the defense got to put up with. They got Joe Flacco, of course. Ray Rice is a machine. And between him and Willie McGahee, we're going to have our doggone hands full with this running game because their offensive line is pretty doggone stout. And they're going to put the run on us early. And they're going to run right down our throat to keep us on the field. That's what I think is going to happen. I mean, they got wide receivers, Washington, Williams. They're pretty good. Clayton's awesome. Mason's good. So those four receivers can do some damage to you. McClain's no slouch either. He's caught some balls out of the backfield and made some great plays. But come on, man. You got Terrell Suggs, Ray Lewis. Chris Carr's there, and he's good. Landry, Ed Reed, Foxworth. I mean, this is going to be a very tough, tough Ravens defense. And there's no doubt about it. No doubt. The Raider Nation's got to be ready for, you know what's going to be. It's the last game of the season. Let's go there. Let's party. Let's party like it's 1999. Because that's what it's going to be. It's going to be 2010 by the time we see this game. And it will be nice to see the decade slip away, whatever happens. Because I'm not having a whole lot of warmth right now for our team at home. Even at home, they better be coming out ready to play. Because I'm telling you, the Ravens mean business and they're coming in, and I'm not hearing nothing out of Oakland but crickets. And a lot of controversy with Cable and Russell, and it's never good when that's how it feels before a game. And that is all I have to say about that. Let's move on to the bone line. 1-800-620-7181. 1-800-620-7181. I know the nation's hurting. I bet the nation is pissed about this last turd that we lay down on the field. I know, because I feel the same way. Worst game of the season for me. Let's see what you have to say, because that is way more important than me. We have Rada J, the new caller from Denver, Colorado. I love it. In hostile territory. What you got to say, brother?
What up, Raider Mike? Hey, what's up, brother? This is JJ, Raider J, calling from the D-Town, Denver, Colorado. Hey, brother, I like the stuff that you had on about the Bronco game, man. YouTube, it was great. Hey, Raider Nation, don't give up on our boys, man. Hey, I'm a season ticket holder straight out of Denver from Los Angeles. So you know what? I've never give up on my team. I know times are rough. It doesn't look so good this year. No playoffs. Hey, I ain't even going to say it again. Because you know what? We're going to be great. We are going to return to excellence. Don't give up on my boys. That's all I got to say. There's no negativity in this. All it is props. Our boys showed up here in Denver. Kick the shit out of the Broncos. Let me say it again. Kick the shit out of the Broncos. Raider Nation till I die, baby. Raider Nation till I die. McFadden, Bush, running all over those brownies this weekend. Go Raiders!
It's always good when you get a W, and then we go into the brownies and lay a big crap on the field. But no one's leaving the Raider Nation. No one's leaving the Raiders. We just need a general manager and something to straighten up this team. We will go places, but we can't go places the way we are right now. Thanks for the call, brother. We have Doth Rada.
Hey, this is Darth Rada, relegated to healthful life in D-Town, Donkeyville, just still getting over this glorious victory over these pathetic freaking donkeys last week. Still can't understand what the hell happened with Russell being in this. I guess it's a Christmas miracle. Hoping that we rise back to glory in the future, and wishing everyone in Raider Nation a wonderful Merry Christmas. Thank you.
You're right, brother. That was a Christmas miracle for sure, man. That's pretty funny. It's always good. We beat the hoes at home, man. And you guys in Denver got to be loving it, man. The Raider Nation there has to love that action. Thanks for the call, brother. We have the troll. Raider Troll from Chicago, the windy and cold-ass city right now, I am sure. Let's hear it, brother.
Hey, Raider Greg, it's the Troll from Chicago. Merry Christmas. Hope this time of year finds you well. Just calling in to say that I am flying out to Cleveland to watch the Fry Daddy squish the Browns between his toes. Hopefully we bring home a win. And I can't agree with you more. I think Jabusto is gone. And rumor has it, around the Chicago area, that Gruden could very well be back in Oakland. Lots of sources are saying that that's being discussed and talked about out there in Oakland. And hopefully Al makes a good choice and does that. Once again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and let's crush the Browns. I will talk to you later. Merry Christmas, brother.
Well, sorry to hear about that flight, but I've been exactly where you are, brother. I've traveled for games and gotten blown out. And this is one of those games we thought we were going to win, but oh well. And as far as Chucky goes, I haven't heard a word over here about Gruden coming to Oakland. Not a sound, not a cricket, not a voice, not a rumor, not a thing. So maybe that's happening in Chicago. Hopefully the wave comes back this way, because it ain't starting from here, partner. And I want to thank everybody for the holiday wishes. You know, the Raider Nation, that's how we roll. And I wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I've already said it probably a million times. I'm going to say it again. All right, who's next? We got a bunch of new callers. That's awesome. Right on Mike in Georgia. Bring it down, man. Bring it down.
Raider Greg. Hey, man, last week's call, a lot of those bone line callers seemed a little lethargic, so I thought I'd try and give it a shot, see if we can make the cut. This is Raider Mike in Georgia. Anyway, yes, last week's win was precious and priceless. And just looking for, I'm calling it right now, I'm looking for a sweep to end the season, three games in a row. And I'm actually going to be pulling. I'm not sure if this is going to work out this way, but I'm pulling for the Steelers to beat the Ravens so we might have the opportunity to knock their asses out the playoffs and return a favor for, it's not like the Super Bowl, but, hey, it's something to let them think about. If we could knock their asses out of the playoffs, that'd be just perfect. But anyway, I'm calling it. Hope it happens. Looking for a good game right now. It's just kickoff time. So anyway, next year, Raider Nation, out.
Well, it would have been nice to get a sweep. We were feeling like a sweep after Denver, but the sweep has swamped, and we've been thumped by the Brownies. So, well, the last game, we just a real iffy thing, but, you know, we always want the Raiders to pull out a V at the end. Let's hope they can do it. Thanks for the call, brother. And this is Raider Mike, post-game for the Brownies. Say it, brother.
Yeah, man, looks like we overestimated Fry. Fry is Fry. Do not look for him in 2010 because he will not be on the team. All right, 2010, here we go. Raider Mike, out. Have another one.
I love it. That's all you had to say, man. That's all you had to say. Perfect. We got Lil Raider from Eastside Oak Town, brother. Let's hear it.
Yeah, what's up with it, Raider Nation? Lil Raider from Eastside Oakland, you feel me? All right, Charlie French Fry just threw an interception. You know what that means? It's Russell time. Yup, Jamarcus Russell time.
Well, you know, Russell didn't come in, but it wasn't much better. Two more INTs, and we went down in a ball of flames with 333 passing yards. Brother. This is a Raider fan at the Cleveland Browns game, and I just want to tell you all, can you feel it from this fan?
Hey, this is fucking Raiders. This is fucking bullshit. I'm down at the freaking Cleveland game, and here we go again. We lost. What are we going to do about this? I don't know. But this is fucking bullshit.
There's a great summation of the game from someone who paid to see it. Sorry, my brother. My good brother, Juan Jorge, breaking it down for us, just like we all know. Saying it, brother.
Well, fellas, this is our team. This is who we are. We win one, we lose a couple, we're going to win another one. Well, guess what? We're going to lose again. We can't figure out how to get multiple wins, but it is what it is. At this point of the season, you're just numb to it. Well, it sucks losing to the Browns. It sucks losing, period. I mean, now we can't get more than one game winning streak this year because we only got one game left. Well, not much to say on this game, fellas. Can't wait to go back to the Coliseum next week for the Raven game and, just be there one more time for the last hurrah for this year. Win or lose, all I can ask for as the Raider Nation is just have fun. You know, it doesn't matter if it's 40-0 or if we get our asses whooped or if we win. You know, the last game is just pure having fun with the Raider Nation because we ain't going nowhere. I would love to spoil the Ravens playoff run. But other than that, have fun at the tailgate party. Hopefully we get a W. If not, well, that's our year. This is Juan Jorge. And, I don't even know. I don't have a mood this time. I mean, shit. It's every year. I mean, we're getting better. We're getting better. I mean, how many times do we say a quarterback throws over 300 yards? Well, Charlie Fry did it, but he threw too many damn interceptions. But not much to say on this game. It's Juan Jorge again, and I'm out.
Yeah, that's right, man. In the end, we are who we thought we were. We're nobody else. We keep hoping for that turn of the corner, and it just seems like it's an optical delusion. And, well, we are getting better. Let's just hope that we get better in this game. And you're right. I'm going for the tailgate this Sunday. I'm going with you, brother. We're going to be there. We're going to celebrate with the nation the last game of the season before the summer. And before you know it, you'll be jonesing for some more football because nothing like the Raider Nation in Oakland on a Sunday afternoon, man. As you know, we have the Pennsylvania Raider.
What is up, Raider Nation? This is Pennsylvania Raider. Just want to comment on the Browns game. Very sloppy game on both sides, on the Raiders and on Cleveland. We basically found out why Charlie Fry is the third-string quarterback. Just bad game. He looked uncomfortable, just not comfortable in the pocket at all, throwing passes everywhere. He had, I think, like three picks or something like that. And, like, just a lot of short passes. Very, very Jamarcus Russell-esque look to him. Basically not what we're looking for. Just a very bad, poorly played game on both sides. I will say, well, we have one more game left in the season against the Ravens. We've beaten real good teams this season before, so maybe we'll beat them, maybe finish the season with 6 wins. I do got to say, entering the off season, I think we have to go into the draft. I think we have to use our draft picks on offensive and defensive linemen, as I've been saying for like 5 years to everybody. We have to use our draft picks on offensive, defensive linemen, maybe in the 5th or 6th round, maybe get a quarterback, a good pocket present quarterback, dump Jay Russ, and let Gretkowski and Fry and whoever we get in the 5th or 6th round just battle it out for the starter position. Maybe get a good free agent QB in the offseason, if possible. I think if we do this, I think we'll be able to compete next year. If we don't, I think it's going to be the same outcome, 6-10 season. So, you know, hopefully we'll get a good GM. Hopefully Uncle Al will wake up and, you know, really start to manage his team, which he hasn't done for the past, like, 5-6 years. So, you know, a disappointing loss, but, you know, I'm optimistic until next year. Until then, this is Pennsylvania Raider.
That is a great take, and what you say is exactly what most of us feel. You know, the offensive and defensive line, I've been screaming it for years. We need help there, not another speedy DB. Yeah, I can hardly stand it. Every draft is just, I'm a nervous wreck because I know it's coming. Thanks for the call, brother. My good brother, Raider Mike, the video king. He lays it down, man. Let's hear it.
Raider Greg, this is Raider Mike. Well, hey, just got done watching that game, and I got done watching Rob Ryan get a Gatorade bath. They act like they won the Super Bowl or something. But, you know, it's kind of funny that they won the game. They're still a game back of us overall for the season. But anyway, my thoughts on the game was, this game, clearly, the referees were out to get some. It was like, what, 14 or 15 penalties for almost 130, 140 yards, I think it was. I don't have the exact stats because I just got done watching it, but it was ridiculous. And there was just some calls down the stretch there that was just so clear as day. That was just, it was pathetic. But, you know, I'm not going to get upset over a Cleveland Brown loss because you know, the season's already over. I just would have been nice to see us maybe go for a 7-9 record. But, hey, I have to say the last game of the season against the Ravens, I think that Coach Cable's got to win that game if he wants to keep his job, man. and they got to win it in convincing fashion, not just eke it out. So we'll see. I doubt it, but we'll see. And anyway, hang your heads up high. Don't hang them down low, because this is just a road game that we probably would have lost on our best day. Sometimes just road games go that way. Anyway, love you guys. This week's video won't be as juicy as last week's, but it'll still be pretty good, I hope. So stay tuned for that. Take it easy. Later.
Yeah, I think Cable's feeling the heat. We all know he is, and I don't know about the convincing win because you sound like I feel on this particular game. And so we'll just see what happens at the end and see what happens with Cable. I still think he gets demoted and stays with the organization. But there you go. And your video was kick-ass, Mike. Once again, let me say, Redhead Nation, if you haven't checked it out, check out the Cleveland Browns video. My favorite part, of course, is the end where you have little Mike's face facing us with the Merry Christmas as he's pissing in the snow. Great job, brother. Very, very good job, Mike. You're quite the artiste. We have Obi-Wan Raider.
What is up, Raider Nation? Obi-Wan Raider here calling from Houston. Just got through watching this piss-poor fucking game. Our defense really fucking sucked a big one on this one. I don't know what to say. I'm trying to keep the faith, Raider Nation, but, you know, there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to win back-to-back games. We can see that we have the potential when we play teams like Philadelphia, when we play teams like the Broncos, who weren't really that good as they were touted, and the Bengals, and then we just fucking choke off to a team like fucking Cleveland, man. I don't know, man. Something's got to be fucking done. Fire Al Davis. Retire and put him in the old folks' home. I don't care. Just get his ass out of there so we can get someone in there that knows what the fuck they're doing. Get all these deadweight losers off the team. Props out to Sebastian Janikowski on a 61-yard field goal. Zach Miller, 110 yards. And Michael Bush with 52 yards. I don't think we used him enough. McFadden wasn't getting the yards he should. Go Raiders. One last game to win one more. I'm out. Bye.
Very well said, Obi-Wan, man. You bring it right, and you bring it true. And you got it down, man. I can't add anything to it. I like your takes. You know, you talk about the Raider fan knowing their shit, and, you know, all of us here are throwing it out, and it all sounds very vaguely familiar. Now we have my good friend, the Virginia Raider.
What's up, Raider Nation? It's the Virginia Raider. Man, we lose by 2 touchdowns to legitimate top 5, maybe even top 3 worst football teams in the NFL. We are the most inconsistent football team on the face of the earth. It's ridiculous. I know we're playing with our second or third string quarterback, or third or fourth string quarterback, and banged up on the O-line, defense, Stanford route, got thrown out. I can't remember who else got thrown out. But to have 2 players ejected to be playing at Cleveland, I mean, Cleveland's not even playing with their best quarterback. Derek Anderson, I mean, 6'7", he's a statue. He can't move around back there. Their receivers are as young as ours are. They have little to no run game. I take that back. Jerome Harrison is looking like he's a hell of a running back, but throughout the year they've had no run game, no receiving. Offense has been very inept and worse than ours. And we come out and lose by 2 touchdowns. It's ridiculous. It's, I don't know. It goes beyond Jamarcus. It goes beyond the coach, and it goes beyond Al. It's just sometimes you got to hold the players accountable as a whole. And the guys we've got out there on the field, just they can't play together. They can't play together consistently. They can't win football games more than one at a time. And when we win one, we lose 3. So you can't get anywhere taking 1 step forward and then taking 3 steps back. It's pretty ridiculous. And I'm glad we've only got one more week, because I'm looking forward to April, to the draft. I'm looking forward to combine, the playoffs, hopefully watching some good football. Just seeing what we do in the offseason, because we had a pretty good offseason this past summer, spring, and fall. It seemed like, until Coach Cable went to punching people and everything else. So hopefully we get this shit straightened out. That's a tall order. But hopefully we re-sign Gradkowski and get him throughout the offseason to get on the same page with these receivers, because we all know that if Cable comes back, Jamarcus has no chance, because Cable, it's pretty obvious, hates Jamarcus. And I think we're better off letting him go. So, I don't know. We got one more week. Maybe we can go out and beat the Ravens. We've won at least one game every month of the season. So, we got to see if that holds true in January next week against the Ravens. But hopefully we can get a W to finish out the season and try to get on the right path. But that's all I got this week.
Well, you said it, man. You hit on some things that we need to do. We got a bunch of free agents to sign. We got a lot going on. I really can't wait till this game is over so I can look forward to some change and not to another beating next week. You know, we got to do something, and we all know what we got to do, and you all have been saying it. Next, we have a very good call. I want you guys to hear this guy because I love what he has to say. We got Raider Boy on the line. Sing it, brother.
Well, this is Raider Boy from Wiley, Texas. Just calling in about that ridiculous game where, you know, I guess I'd start off by saying we're just the what did Callahan say a couple years ago? The dumbest bunch of football players he's ever been around in his life. We gave him that game because we had crappy quarterback play. Had really crappy quarterback play, as usual. But, of course, that's better than anything Russell could have done. But, you know, the penalties, that's unbelievable. That was just like that penalty a couple weeks ago that Fossil made, and everybody thought that was so great. I don't see anything great about people acting like a bunch of morons and getting upset. We gave them over an entire football field full of penalties. It's ridiculous. And that last play, Seymour, what's up with that? You know, I mean, I know he's a great player and all, but it's like we're disciplined when we play in New England. Now we come here and we just act like a bunch of morons. Ridiculous. That gave them the drive. That gave them the field position they needed to score. It's unbelievable. Why don't you just give them the game? And stupid Stanford route, he sucks anyway, but he gets kicked out. And then after that, they're just, you know, running through the motions, yanking all of our players out. But you know what? They deserved it because that was ridiculous. That is undisciplined football, and that is ridiculous. They were not prepared to play, and you can't lose your cool like that and act like a retard. I mean, I don't want to use that word, but that's so ridiculous. I'm so irritated with this team right now, the fact that they had a chance to win too. Who knows what could have happened if they would have not had all those penalties. And as far as the quarterback play, I mean, you know, we know he's not the answer. He, you know, did what he did. That last pick was ridiculous. But we had every opportunity to win that game. Undisciplined, and just like Callahan said, the bunch of dumbest football players I've ever seen in my life. And they've done it all year long, and the penalties are just ridiculous. So we're going to get blown out next week by Baltimore, by the way. Especially if we do that, you don't even give yourself an opportunity to win. So I thought, you know, a lot of the other things, I thought, you know, we didn't lose the game because of the running back or the kick returner. We lost it because we're a bunch of idiots, you know. Same old Raider football. You know, when you put on the silver and black, you become a moron, just like Seymour. Five-time Pro Bowler, three-time Super Bowl winner, he's out there, I mean, act like an idiot. Complete moron. So that's all I got to say.
Well, that would be the dumbest team in America, as the comment that Callahan had to say. And I think that you're really doing retards a disservice by calling our team retards, because we were beyond poor. And that's what happens when you lose control of a team. That's what happens when a team rolls over for the end of the season. That was a rollover, folks, however you want to call it. However you want to slice it, we rolled over. We have Raider Mike from Gainesville, Florida, and he lays it down. He's pretty upset.
Raider Greg, Raider Mike from Gainesville, Florida. Give me a call. Again, I just hate to call every time it appears that we lose, but that's our pattern. We cannot put two game winning games in a row. And the same problem I'm seeing every game is the offensive play calling and the game plan as far as no adjustments on defense or offense. I was listening to the Raider Recap show, and basically the sentiments are pretty much the same as what I feel is cable's got to go. I mean, basic cable sucks. I mean, he does not know how to call plays. He doesn't use our weapons that we have, the best weapons as far as McFadden and Bush properly. He gets away from the running game after we, you know, run a nice, you know, two or three good runs from Bush or McFadden, and then he changes it and goes with some shotgun draw, plays where we don't have any type of pass protection in the backfield, no fullback to, you know, chip these linebackers that are blitzing. So we really, he's got to go. I'm just tired of this, you know. And then 13 penalties and, you know, 4 personal fouls, it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, that's just, you're not disciplining your players if they're going out there losing control and, you know, having these penalties and basically, you know, letting another team march down the field freely pretty much. And he's just got to go. I'm tired of his rah-rah, you know, type speeches he gives. And he can't produce, you know, the players. He doesn't have the players producing on the field. So I want Jim Fossil. I may be in the minority of the Raiders fan, Raider Nation, but we need to get Jim Fossil. We need experienced coach in there. Fossil wants the job. He's taking the Giants to the Super Bowl. Yet he didn't win, but he's, you know, he's done a good job as far as a coach, as far as his resume. He's proven, and I think he can help turn this team around. I mean, I know a lot of people may not agree with me, but I think Fossil, give him a chance to run the team, let him get his own coaches, but, you know, and see what he can do. Because, I mean, this is just, you know, this patchwork offensive line. You know, Cable is supposed to be your offensive line guru, but offensive line gets handled every freaking game. So we've got to get a D-tackle. We got to get a real middle linebacker on defense and another nickel corner. As far as offensive line, we've got to get a right tackle or a left tackle. And I think we should have Langston Walker re-sign him and move him to guard along with Gallery on the other side. And, you know, like I said, try to get some either draft a tackle or get a decent tackle in free agency. And as far as this Charlie Fry, I mean, he sucks. I mean, he's just Charlie French Fry. He's just what he is, third-string quarterback. So I don't want to see him in there anymore. But I don't know. I have a feeling that Jim Fossil will be our coach, you know, following this Browns debacle. I guess the signs are there with J.P. Lawson getting signed. It looks like Fossil may be working his way up there. And if Al picks him, I'll take him because I'm tired of Cable. He's just, you know, he doesn't know what he's doing out there. You know, his offensive line sucks, play calling sucks, and, you know, getting his team prepared is terrible. Anyway, sorry for the long message again. Raider Nation for life. Peace.
Well, Raider Mike, you know, Cable, I think, is done. I just think he's done. But why do we have to settle for Fossil? Why do we have to settle for a Fossil, not the Fossil? What, are we going to have the Fossil brothers run our team? That sounds like a circus. I don't think Fossil is the answer here. I think that we need to get our good coach in here, someone with some championship pedigree, and I don't think his 7 years to take the Giants to the Super Bowl says anything about this character. I mean, 7 drafts to bring enough people in and then not be able to coach them to the Super Bowl after that time, that's a long time. We don't need Fossil. I don't believe Fossil's the answer, but I think we're going to have to choke some Fossil down because I think that's what we're going to get. But I ain't buying the Fossil cure. It ain't going to happen. We need a general manager who will find a good coach. That's for sure. We have a brother from the Southern California area, Oxnard. Raider Queef, breaking it down.
Raider Nation and Raider Greg. Tough loss. Unbelievable. to Cleveland. I thought that Charlie Fry, going back to his hometown against his old team, threw up some better numbers than what he did. A little bit of a disappointment. This is Raider Queef calling out of Oxnard again. Why do we beat the good teams and lose to the bad ones? Cleveland's pulling up a little bit of a surge at the end of the year, but I don't think they're as good as our team. I don't know why we flop on teams that we know we can beat. All I know is this weekend, last weekend of the season, playing Baltimore at home, and I hope we can spoil it for them. Because if they win, I think they got a pretty good chance of making the playoffs according to the scenario and everything. I hope we do what we did to the Buccaneers last year. That was nice. That was nice to send them packing back home. It's too bad it cost John Gruden his job, but you never know. Like Greg says, he said he'd come back if Al asked him. That would be awesome. Wouldn't that be awesome, Raiders? That would be awesome to actually have a Chuck on the sidelines screaming and yelling and cussing at all those players when they fuck up and drop the ball and telling them how to play like they're supposed to play instead of, next time, we'll get them. How many coaches have we had lately that just kind of put their head back down on their clipboard and kind of go, well, now what? Need someone like Gruden to treat these men like men, get them to work for you. Anyways, hope everyone had a wonderful holiday season, and I do encourage everybody to maybe chip in for the podcast. A buck from everybody would make quite a difference. Everybody doesn't need to pitch in $10. Everybody pitch in $1 or $2. That'll help us all out, keeping Raider Greg from going crazy and leaving us. I don't know what we'd do if Raider Greg decided to call it quits. You never know, he might change his mind again, because we all know he's changed his mind so many times about everything. All right, Raider Greg, Raider Nation, peace out.
Yeah, you know, the Browns, they got 3 wins in a row, something that the Raiders, a better team in every statistic, hasn't been able to do this season. I don't know. I don't know what the answers are. I appreciate the props, and you know, that last part is very cool, brother. I thank you so much. But you know, I roll with this team. If we start winning, I ain't going to say crap about doing nothing. That, man, it's tough on these losses. It's tough to keep going. But, man, you know what? It's fans like you and the other parts of the Raider Nation that keep Randy and I going. You know, I've said it before. I'll say it again. The Raider Nation is the freaking bomb. It's a brotherhood, sisterhood, man. I don't know what to tell you. It's, well, you know, because you are Raider Nation. We have the double X Raider.
Hey, what's going on, Raider Randy, Raider Greg, Raider Nation? Merry Christmas. Merry belated Christmas, I should say. Calling on the game Sunday as usual. I think we had many opportunities. We just did not capitalize on those opportunities. However, we did put up 300 bones, over 300 bones, through the air, which was really surprising because watching the game, it didn't look like we put that many yards up. That was a good thing. You know, Charlie Fry threw a lot of passes off the back foot, which, you know, definitely increased the possibilities of all those interceptions that he had. But still, I like this play over Jamarcus Russell, even with all the INTs. What I also noticed, too, in the news today is how Cable kind of let his emotions slip out and kind of give out his true feelings on Jamarcus Russell. You know, he said we probably would have been vying for a playoff spot how we played Gradkowski from the beginning. Now, as you know, this probably is going to put a rift between him and Davis, because, you know, Davis loves Jamarcus Russell for whatever reason. I don't know why. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens after the Ravens game. We know Fry is going to start, which is a good thing. I think we can beat those guys, because I think we, for some reason, we rise up to the teams that are good, and we fall down to the teams that are bad. But what's really going to be interesting, I think, is after the Ravens game, see what happens. But win or lose, what happens after the Ravens game? Because with Cable actually coming out and saying that, basically saying the same thing Lane Kiffin said, I cannot win with Jamarcus Russell. I mean, we all know that. We all see that. But Al, with his pride and $31 million or whatever, you know, he can't swallow that. So it's going to be interesting. I don't know if we, you know, keeping cable is the right answer, but maybe it is for another year, you know, because really he brings stability. I think the team responds to him, and, you know, he's kind of like, I guess, in a way, a player's coach. Kind of like John Gruden without the fire, if you will. And what I mean by that is he's kind of standing up to the old man, but you don't have the dolls in the stand, if you know what I'm saying. I hope Cable will stay, but I think he needs help. If he does stay, we need to get an offensive coordinator, even if that's possible, if you'll come in as an OC, or somebody with an offensive mind, an offensive scheme, somebody that can give him some help. Because being a first-time head coach, being a first-time offensive coordinator, and then being a first-time head coach slash offensive coordinator, I really think it's too much. I mean, we've said it over and over. We beat it to death, and I think we need to get John Marshall some help. Either he needs to change his scheme up a little bit, or he needs to have the handcuffs off so he can play a little different scheme. Because man coverage all the time is not the right answer. You got to mix it up. You got to keep the offense guessing that you're playing. That's just the way it is. You know, we probably play the best man coverage in the NFL, but you can't cover everybody forever. On a good day, you could probably get maybe 3-4 seconds where you actually provide man-to-man coverage. And after that, the guy's breaking loose or you're getting separation. And when your front four is not getting there, you know, 3 to 4 seconds, 5 seconds is an eternity. And if you're playing a good team, as we know, like Indy, you know, you're going to pick your apart. You're going to get shredded. On that side of the ball, obviously, we need some D-line help. We need some O-line help. And, you know, here comes the draft. You know, I don't know if we can afford another top 10 draft pick, but being an uncapped season, I guess we will. But, hell, man, we're going to have to file for bankruptcy here in a little bit, you know, with all these damn draft picks. I'm still sticking with the Raiders, man. I do see a future in our program. I think we can actually turn the corner. I think we really need to get Gradkowski in here. You know, we need somebody that's going to bring it in with fire, with desire, and with heart. That's what we need. All right, man, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. I wish you guys a happy new year. Stay positive, and I'm glad we don't have to come get you, man. So stay on there. Keep doing what you do, man, because we love the show, man. It's a blast. And I'm out. Peace.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think Cable letting it out about Jamarcus Russell might be the beginning of the end for him. I think he might see the light at the end of the tunnel is a train, and he's going to be out of Oakland. Maybe he wants to pad his reputation by saying that if it wasn't his fault, that really it was his quarterback's fault, and he's actually a good coach. Maybe that's where we're going. I don't know, and I don't really care. I just know that we need to improve that play calling immensely because you've said it yourself and many other fans as well. Cable is not the guy to call plays in Oakland. He might be the inspiring coach, but he certainly isn't the brilliant coach like Belichick or any of those other guys. He needs a lot of help, and I just don't know, man. The offseason, once again, is an up-in-the-air thing, and we'll just see what happens. We have young, good players. We just have to make sure we use them before their window of opportunity dries up. We don't need any of that because we got too much money involved here, and Russell needs to go, and that is the end of that. Thanks for the call, brother. Our last caller, of course, is a good friend of the show, The Surface, Raider. Gotta love this guy's passion too. Check it out.
Hey, Raider Greg, Raider Nation. Surface Raider here calling from the UK. And it's taken a few days for the rage to subside after we lost against Cleveland, which I think is pretty fucking inexcusable, actually. I know the bookies had Cleveland as 3-point favourites, but I didn't see it that way. And the bottom line is that when you lose to two of the worst teams in professional sports in a 3-week period, you've got to ask yourself some pretty serious questions about who you are and where you are. And at times this season, it's felt like the only people who actually possess the pride and poise that you would expect to see of the Oakland Raiders and that commitment to excellence are sat in the fucking stands, because it hasn't been happening week after week. And then they surprise us all, which is great, and beat a good side. But there's so many deep structural weaknesses in the construction of that football team. I don't think we're going to get out of this until, and he's been saying, we actually go back to the basics and rebuild both our lines and get some linebackers in, because I think the offensive tools are there, but I think it's built on some very shaky foundations. And, you know, we are critically weak at the quarterback position as soon as the Polish prick's out of the game. yeah, it's a difficult one, isn't it? And you look at that and you can see it's going to take a while. And I'm sure that everybody's going to be calling for Tom Cable's head at some point as well, but I wouldn't like to see a change of head coach, because at the end of the day, the weak set of players we've got are still playing for him. And there was no lack of commitment there from the defence in what I saw in that Cleveland game. And, you've got to like players getting ejected. At least they're trying. Changing the head coach would just mean that we get another guy in. Al will make him play vertical football for 6 months until it's proven not to work again. Not because there's anything wrong with vertical football, just because we don't have the right players to do it. And then, the second half of the season we're better than the first half, but still a losing season, and we'll be back to square one. We need to stay with Cable. We need to get some offensive coordination in and take the weight off him. We need to help him out, and we need to draft linemen. And if we do that, I think we can turn the corner reasonably quickly. You can't play vertical football with this team, because it's like trying to paint your ceiling with a hammer, and it looks about as good as well. They're just not the right players for it. I think Cable's got about the right idea now. I think he's using the players to their strengths, and I'd like to see him stay put. Anyway, that's about all I've got to say this time. I hope you all had a good holiday. I know I did, apart from that one little blip where I had a little freak out and shouted at everybody. I hope you have a great new year. I'm planning to. And let's see what happens in the last game. Surface Raider, I'm out. Go Raiders.
Oh, I know you're flipping out, because I was flipping out after the Browns game. Ugliest game I have seen this team play. And Cable needs help, because if he don't get help, then he's out. And I'm surprised. I'll be surprised if he's not out anyway, as you said. I think that the rumblings have already happened, and the silence and the lack of confidence by the ownership obviously says volumes. Cable's probably gone. And Jim, I haven't really coached an NFL team in a decade. Fossil will be coming in to learn how to coach football all over again with the Oakland Raiders. It would be a travesty if that should happen. But anyway... Well, of course, you'll get one more podcast in the postgame, but the last pregame of the season, I want to wish everybody happy holidays, of course, like you guys have done already. I want to thank everyone who's contributed. We appreciate it immensely here at the podcast. I guarantee you the money is being spent 100% right on this show. That's for sure. And I appreciate every penny, as Randy does too, and it keeps us going. But really what keeps us going is your interest. Share the podcast with friends and neighbors. The Raider Nation is huge. It just needs to be plugged in to the Raider Nation podcast. And that's what I'm talking about. And on that note, let's just hope that we come back with another miracle win, because that's what's going to take this Sunday against the Ravens. Yeah. You know what I'm saying. We'll enjoy the tailgate. And you guys enjoy the game. I hope we all enjoy a competition. Some teams showing up and making some football happen, because I'd like to see a playoff caliber game on Sunday. And I am Greater Greg, and I am out.